Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you know him, of course, as Uncle Joey for Full House. He's been the voice of so many different non-human people, and he's starting his own podcast. Dave Coulier is here with us again. Dave, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I appreciate our armed forces so much, and I have to tell you real briefly, a year and a half ago, I had the pleasure of doing a stand-up tour of 24 U.S. Air Force bases, and those folks were phenomenal.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really. You know what? I was just so proud to be an American, watching these folks in action and just getting to know some of them. And you know what? I got a lot of those medallions from the base commander. That was pretty cool.
The
I have a collection now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. A lot of people don't know about the challenge coins. And so when you get one of these, the first time I got one, Dave, I'm not a veteran, and I've hosted this veteran show now for 10 years. And like you, I'm just so honored to be able to work with these great Americans. But the first time I received one of those, I didn't realize how you had to accept it. And so the guy walks up to me, I think it was a sergeant major, walks up to me, and I think he's just going to shake my hand. And he puts the coin in my hand, and I immediately drop it. And the guy's like, somebody that was with me goes, that's a challenge coin, man. You got it. And so I guess is that how it was presented to you?
Yeah, and the first one I was forewarned, or I was kind of, you know, people said, hey, you know, you might get a challenge coin from the base commander, and I was like, well, what do I do? What is it? They said, just don't drop it, because then you have to buy drinks for everybody. And yeah. So I was like, terrified. I was like, oh no, I have no cash on me right now. Like, I started to panic.
Man, I bet they loved that though at the bases, seeing you come on there. And you know, I always tell everybody that performs it, whether it's a USO or a base or anything, you know, those folks really appreciate the fact, number one, that you cared enough to go out there, but then to perform, that had to be really fantastic.
It was a blast. And, you know, like I said, it made me feel really proud to be an American citizen, and just seeing these folks and how they come together and the respect that they have and what they do to protect us worldwide is just, I mean, I had never been that close to it before. So for me, it was a newfelt appreciation for all of those amazing people.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Did it strike you like it did me the first time I went to a base? It's like, these are kids. They're kids.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute. he's younger than my son. How is he flying $35 million jet? I want to hop in there.
Right, absolutely. We're getting ready to, I don't know if you went to Whiteman Air Force Base. That's where the B-2 is, the stealth. And we're getting ready to do a show from there at the end of September. And I'm trying every way that I can. How can I hop a ride? How can I, what do you, you know, I probably won't even be allowed to look at. Don't look at that, sir. Don't look at that.
Don't even look at it. Don't. It's like some Spinal Tap. Don't even look at it.
That's exactly. We're talking to Dave Coulier here on the National Defense, and he's got, hey, this is pretty cool, man. You're going to do a podcast, the Full House Rewind podcast, which is so cool, with a lot of your Full House buddies, right?
Yeah, it's Full House Rewind, and it's a television show. It's a television show, but you can also listen to it as a podcast. But we have a studio set. We have Mr. Woodchuck joining us. We have Thomas the dog as a puppet joins us. We have in-studio guests. A lot of them I would have not met had Full House not been in my life, you know. Guests like Adam Carolla.
Sure.
Marla Sokoloff, who played Gia on Full House. Josh Peck from Drake and Josh. Christy Carlson Romano from Even Stevens, who I ended up doing a movie with. So a lot of these people I would have never met if Full House wasn't in my life.
Now, Adam Carolla, it's the real Adam Carolla. It's not a puppet. It's a real...
It's the real Adam Carolla, okay. You know, who's a longtime friend, and I've done his show a bunch of times. And when I asked him, he said, I definitely want to do your show. So there's a lot of eye candy on this show. And we go all the way back to Jeff Franklin, who created Full House. I wanted to have him on the first episode to talk about how did it all begin, because it was just an idea inside Jeff's head. And so I got to ask him questions that I've never asked him before, like, how was my audition?
That's cool.
What were you thinking?
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and John Stamos joins us on our second episode, but we also did a deep dive with some of the people who were behind the scenes, like Karen Miller, who was a producer on the first season, Rich Carrell, who directed our opening title sequence and directed a ton of the episodes, and a bunch of Fuller House episodes as well. Patty Mastari, who was our script supervisor, who got to see all of my shenanigans on the stage with Bob Saget. So there's a lot of fun in this, but you can listen to it as a podcast, but you will have so much more fun if you watch it as a TV show on YouTube.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to ask you. So it's going to be on YouTube. And, you know, Dave, I love the fact that you are embracing all of your Full House-ness, because I think a lot of people, when they're known for something that big, they tend to kind of try to distance themselves from it for some reason. And we had Donny Osmond on my show years and years ago when he was touring as a solo act, and he had a single called "Soldier of Love" out. And he comes in the studio, and I said, "Hey, Donny, great to see you." And he goes, "It's Don," and I go, "Huh?" He doesn't want to talk about puppy love. He doesn't want to talk about purple socks. He's like, and I'm like, man, that's how we know you.
Yeah, of course. I've never said to anybody, you know what? It's Joseph Gladstone. You know?
Right.
I embrace a Full House. It was a remarkable experience for me. It continues to be to this day. And I love our fans. Our fans have, you know, supported us for decades. And right. So I really wanted to take a trip down memory lane with the fans and tell them some stories that they've never heard before.
That is,
and this
so
may sound
cool.
Weird. I've never watched Full House.
What?
So for me, I know, I'm like the last person I want to watch. So I'm going back and reliving a lot of these moments. And I have to tell you, I've actually made myself laugh a few times.
I'll bet.
Does that sound weird? I guess that's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, now I know you have a son. Do you have other kids? Have they seen the show?
My son, Luke, who's now a pilot for FedEx, he watched the show when he was a little kid, and he used to call it Daddy's Show. And he would say, "Hey, can I watch Daddy's Show tonight?" And I'm like, "Finish your broccoli and maybe, you know."
Did he call you Uncle Daddy?
No, if he did, he would have gotten grounded.
But I mean, you know, I'm sure. I mean, as a kid, I mean, you're doing all these voices. You're Animal and it butts in on Muppet Babies, and I'm sure you did a bunch of voices when he was growing up, right?
Well, I used to read the Harry Potter books to him. You know, every night we'd climb in bed, and I would get the Harry Potter books out, and so I started doing voices to those Harry Potter characters. And this was before the movies, you know. So I was just kind of making their voices up. And he used to fall asleep to me reading Harry Potter every night. So, he knows I'm a bit of a different dad.
Yeah, that's so cool.
But it's all good.
That's so cool. So when does this start? When does Full House Rewind, when does that start?
July 21st, we'll be going worldwide, and we're going to be transcribing the show in a lot of the different languages around the world, Japanese and Brazil and Germany, France, you know, so we're going to, we're actually going to put AI to good use where it's going to be able to translate all of this stuff for us. So
oh,
it's kind of a unique approach to
That's
a cool. podcast.
Yeah.
like I said, it's a TV show, so it's very visual. So I'm encouraging people to watch the show. It's fun.
I can't wait to see it. It's a Full House Rewind with Dave Coulier, Friday, July 21st. Man, thank you so much for taking the time, Dave, and thank you for what you've done for the military. We really appreciate that.
Oh, it was an honor for me, well, for sure.
Be right back here on the National Defense.